see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. Rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watch for Jesus program this afternoon, the broadcast I got you this afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Thomas Gavin. Welcome to this program. Family, where are we today? Boy, I tell you, I got a bunch of you today to talk about. I'm going to uncover some, well, I found this morning interesting connections. It's time to expose some of these people. You know, you got to expose them because they're becoming to be a significant factor in everybody's lives these days on YouTube. YouTube is that's massive, man. Massive in publicity and so forth. But aside from that, YouTube is nothing more than a replay of TV or programs on TV. It's YouTube has national TV programs on it. It has States of Union address. Everything's on YouTube. On TV, it's the same thing. People just take the record it and then put it on YouTube. So, you know, it's not much different. It's the Internet. Well, okay, then get rid of all the computers out of the libraries because the libraries use the Internet for a little thing called research. Yeah, they do it. And it comes off the Internet. So people say, well, I don't trust the Internet. Okay, well, go back about 60 years ago and start using microfiche again. Fine. Go to the library because all the libraries use Internet. If you haven't guessed already, they do. And most of the colleges, I would think. And you find information that's solid on Internet. But yes, it's infiltrated. There's no question about that. So you got to be able to eat the chicken, spit out the bones. Check your sources. Never less than 3. Sources for one concept. And don't stop at 3. 3 is minimum. Family, I'm going to expose some inside roots of how these secret societies are trying to take apart the United States. And they've succeeded all along. The thing is, they just haven't made it public yet. That's the main point, is it's going to be made public. But they're not going to be making it public until they have total control. And then the unaware 90% of American population will say, oh, this can't be happening in America. I don't believe it. Yeah. Well, it's been going on for over 300 years, and you've been sleeping where? Since the Declaration of Independence was fraudulent in the first place. I'm sorry, but it was. It's a fact. Declaration was patterned after the Magna Carta. The secret societies, the Illuminati, used the Magna Carta as a model for the Declaration to use patriotism, sovereignty, etc., as a tool that they controlled. Killed thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. British side, American side, for an orchestrated war that never won us freedom. It hid it. It hid the tyranny. It hid the dictatorship under King George III. It hid under the Paris Peace Treaty and a bankruptcy that began in 1789, divided into 3 bankruptcies, a 70-year each. And we've never, except one time in our history, been under it or been away from it. It's always been there. Always. The only time that we were free from the Illuminati, free from tyranny, was in the early 1800s under Andrew, and he actually balanced the budget, broke the back of the Illuminati by balancing the budget. Yeah. So where the 4th of July, Declaration of Independence, the entire Revolutionary War failed to gain us freedom, Andrew Jackson did with balancing the budget. So much so that the War of 1812 had to be executed to bring us back under bondage. And the American public has been lied to ever since with his, what do they call them, history books? Oh, ridiculous. And your children are being taught garbage by these lying teachers out there that's under the humanist manifesto, controlled by Freemasonry and Eastern Stars and what have you. The facts are clear and virtually irrefutable. Now, if you want to deny it, go on ahead. You can deny it. You can jump off a cliff and deny you're going to fall straight down if you want to. Well, it's the same thing. The evidence is clear. Quotes, dates, times, people, places, everything. Confirms what I've just told you. You can close your eyes and close your ears and put your fingers in the ears and say, go away, go away, go away. Turn it off. I don't want to hear it no more. It's not going to change the facts. You got to know the enemy to be able to address the enemy. Or if you don't, then stop your complaining and just, you won't enjoy the ride. But stop complaining about it and just say, well, we got what we deserved. You're not going to say that either. Because you're not paying attention, people out there. I imagine the people listening to my broadcast are paying attention. You wouldn't be here. Some of you knows a lot about this. I'm just doing these broadcasts so I can take the MP3s and put them out there and hopefully one or two see it and wake up. And your Alex Joneses and Quails and Dizdars, they're not waking people up. What you do is you wake somebody up, and then you got their attention and their, this really grabs me, trust, and you take another direction and lead them down to Bryn Mawr's path. That's what really torques my jaw. So I got to lure you in with a little bit of trust, a little bit of facts, some, here we go. I'm glad we have a truth teller, yeah. And then, and by the way, it's the bankers that's doing it. The bankers. Okay, the bankers. It's the Jews that's doing it. Oh, the Jews. Oh, yeah. And that's the Muslims. Oh, the Muslims. Whatever group wants to pick, whatever they want to pick up. They're not telling you the truth. they're telling you the residual, the collateral. It's the Freemasons at the highest level that's lying to their own Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits of the Roman Catholic Church, and Illuminati, Italian and German insiders, 13 families plus, that you never hear about, control it. And then the outside, they got a cover. You know, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, DuPont, you know. This is the outside, 13 Illuminati families they want you to see. So that's 26 plus. You have three popes, the black pope, the white pope, and the gray pope. And the gray pope, he controls the two popes. He's a dual pope controller. Pepe Orsini, Italian. Orsini, if you haven't figured it out already, Jewish. It's Italian. And Orsini is one of the 13 families of the inside Roman Illuminati. But don't stop there. The Illuminati, although they're wealthy beyond imagination and control the world's wealth. Oh, they're doing it for the money. Oh, goodness sakes alive, get real. They own the money. They have all the money already in control. They, the highest level of achievement, control, or whatever you want to call it, are nothing more, including the Pope, or should I say popes, are nothing more than mere slaves of the fallen angels and Lucifer in the supernatural realm. Now, you see, you start losing people along the way when you try to explain the entire scope of this conspiracy. You start losing people as you go along because their minds just don't grasp the vastness, the complexity of this true conspiracy to the point they even ignore evidence and get mad at you, too, when you show it to them. I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. Leave me alone. You know, it's a little frustrating. Just stop complaining. If you don't want to know, then just be a sheep. Go to slaughter. And what's the slaughter? The slaughter is your soul. And your soul lives for eternity. That's a pretty long time. God don't have any clocks in heaven. Don't have any calendars either. Yeah, I got a message today. I got a message today. And everybody's looking for solutions on a secular manner. I mean, what solution? Go buy your freeze-dried food, put it in the basement. Mom, Martha, go can me some food. I'm going down to Robbie's military surplus store, get me some punchos and get me some ammunition, and I'm going to buy me an AK-47 SRK. I'm going to get me, M4. I'm going to get one of them. Just like Rick Joyner says, go buy you a gun. Like Jerry Boykin says that Jesus Christ is coming. Literally, he said that Jesus Christ is coming back with a blood-stained robe carrying an A4. That's what he says. I mean, these are adults. They sound like children. And these are retired lieutenant generals that have a very high status in the Knights of Malta. Oops. Uh-oh. Did I let that slip? That means they're lying to the American public 100% across the board, leading their militia that trust them to slaughter, and they know it too. That's beyond evil. I mean, just knowing that they belong to the Knights of Malta should tell you that they're insiders. It's like a FBI agent undercover in a drug, and he wears an FBI badge while he goes to the meetings of the gangs as they trade off drugs and stuff, and he wears an FBI badge. It's exactly the same thing. Oh, well, I'm undercover, but I'm still on your side. It's the same thing. Nobody's getting it, man. They're not getting it. Why can't they come out? why somebody, you know, 22 suicides per day of veterans, the voices in their head, it's not post-traumatic stress. It's technology. It's being orchestrated. And you know who knows about it? The highest level of the Joint Chief of Staff. They know this. Because their allegiance goes to the secret societies. They've been sending our troops to die. God, I hate saying this. I'm a former U.S. Marine, but I've learned the truth. They've been sending our troops to die in every single war that was pre-orchestrated and planned generations ahead. And beginning in worst, in 1950, began the targeting of our American culture and the American military to die, preparing for the American Union. They figured probably 60 years in the future. Let me put it like this. Fact. Every war we fought in, every single war, the winner has always been predetermined before the war. In every war that has been fought between Japan and Russia, the winner was already chosen with 100% chance of succeeding because the Illuminati control both sides. You get what I'm saying here? And the Civil War, they already knew who was going to win, except there was a little bit of a touch and go there about whether the South is going to win or the North. But see, the Illuminati control both sides. And whichever side the Illuminati and the Jesuits decided would win would be the one to win. World War I, World War II, the result was already chosen. But I will tell you one thing here, though, about that. When their plans don't come to fruition, they just readjust the side that's losing or winning. Let me explain right quick. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Let's take, for example, World War I in the raw form. The League of Nations was going to be the New World Order. The World War I was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Well, that's got something to say about the bringing in the New World Order. It failed because God's in control. So they readjusted, and they simply used World War II as a continuation of World War I. Uh-huh. World War I and World War II were planned as contingency before 1873. Because 1850s, communism, fascism, Nazism were already being formed up. Prepared for the 20th century wars already set. But God's in control. So World War II was actually supposed to accumulate into a new world order with Hitler as the Antichrist. Because the sixth phase of World War II would have had Churchill and a lower-level cousin by the name of FDR. Oh, that's correct, absolutely correct. And Stalin and Hitler working together. Oh, yeah, because they're all second cousins. That's a fact, too, with Queen Elizabeth. FDR is nothing more than a lower-level cousin, president of a corporation called the United States of America Incorporated. You see what the reality is? Oh. So the fifth phase of World War II, and they got just about to the fourth phase, and the fifth phase failed to happen. The fifth phase of World War II was to be Hitler secretly working with Churchill, his cousin, second cousin, to completely overtake France and Germany while Japan kept us busy on the West Coast. Focused there, but Japan failed in their tasking of securing the West Coast and destroying Pearl Harbor, as was planned in 1925 by Churchill and FDR and the Japanese elite. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure did. This is not theory. It was really planned. And so Hitler was turned over to power lust. Stalin got a little stupid too. And the Japanese failed to accomplish their goal of securing because Yamamoto pulled back. He was a go-between in 1925 as an ensign when he went to Harvard University for 2 years. He was a member of the royal family. He was a go-between the Japanese elite and American FDR and Churchill. Set up Pearl Harbor as a false flag for the murder of our own troops because of the secret societies. I got quotes, man. I got quotes. This is not theory whatsoever. So that's the fifth phase. Failed to happen when the demon inside Hitler, God turned him over to power lust. Japan failed. And the fifth phase did not come through. Because if they had accomplished the fifth phase, the sixth phase of World War II, being that the West Coast would have been neutralized, Hitler was to then cross over the channel, cross over the Atlantic Ocean into Canada. The Japanese was to take over with Japanese inside the United States and the invasion of the forces. Into Canada, we'd have had riots and what have you in America, on the east side of America, east coast, east region. Hitler would have invaded through Canada without any problem at all, and then sweep down into the Midwest to divide the United States into half. You see, our own government, which is subservient to the Vatican, would have worked against us. That's what you understand. That's been proven. I proved that this past week. And we're supposed to be in a new world order. And I even have the map of the 10 unions of the world, 1943. It's all planned to go. But guess what? God's in control. And God turned them over to power lust and whatever else it's. Stopped it from happening because it wasn't time. They readjusted, said, okay. And there are strong indicators that FDR was put in Yalta to keep him quiet, and they killed him. We've had at least six presidential assassinations by the Jesuits, Illuminati, because the presidents sort of got a little patriotism going on. Some of them died that you'll never know about. The ones you do know about was Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and JFK. And Garfield was no hero. He was just causing them problems that they just wanted to get him gone. But Lincoln, finally, and toward the end of the administration, end of it, he came around. McKinley was against the financial dealings in the early 1900s. He had a lobbying group with the Astors that went aboard the Titanic, by the way. And then later was JFK were public made or public knowledge assassinations. Two or three others were not made public about the assassinations of the presidents. Oh yeah, that's what the real story is. And they haven't stopped since. Every single president, every one of them have been traitors to this country. Jane Fonda over in North Vietnam, that's a joke. That's to get people's attention because our presidents have been the worst traitors to this country and the worst traitors to mankind of anybody on the face of this planet, along with Britain and Churchill and Stalin and a whole lot of Putin. Every single one of them are members of secret societies, including the Middle East. Saddam, Hussein. Many others, I know most of the Saudi royal family, they're Freemasons. Freemasons, lied to by the ones higher up. They're using you. They're lying to you. Your master Mason, he's gone, man. His mind's gone. He's been brainwashed. But the Grand Inspector General, 33rd degree and above, they're lying to you. And they're told to lie to you by Albert Pike. Morals and Dogma tells them to lie to you. I wouldn't belong to an organization that's supposed to lie to me. And where I got to lie to my family about where I've been, where I'm going, what I'm doing. For what? Your family is more important than the lodge. And your buddies at the lodge, your family is a whole lot more important than they are. It's not even a contest. Oh, I know, they can kill your job and cause you to get a, you know, set you up or something like that. That's a problem. I know. They can mess with your kids at school because they have ESA Star administrators. And I know. Or tax, they, you know, charge you more than you're supposed to be charged at the electric company. Or they'll do something to your financial records because they know somebody at the bank because they're under the blood oath too. Yeah, I know all that. Yeah. They can cause you trouble, but where's your soul going to go when you die? How do you like being a slave to the Freemasons? Freemasons? Because you are with blood oath. You're a slave. Except on the golf course. But then you better lose or they won't like you no more. Kind of afraid sometimes when you say things, don't you? Aren't you? When you say things you're not supposed to, you kind of worry about your kids and your wife going shopping because you just don't know what they might do. And when you're driving your car, you think your tire might go pop. Well, I'm not exaggerating at all. Or you lose that contract that you wanted to keep that they make up some excuse to take you off the contract because you ticked them off, you're on the blacklist. That's the kind of club you work for. Every day you worry about that, don't you? Sleep at night? Nah, you don't sleep. And you brought demons to your home for four generations because you took that blood oath. But I guess if you live with it, just get used to it, right? As long as you walk the straight and narrow. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray and dedicate this broadcast. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come together. Lord, we thank you for this network. Lord, we thank you for families that Father helps us, keeps us away from ourselves. And Father, we have people we can pray for and pray for ourselves and work together. Father, we pray for these family members. We pray for friends. We know those that are in need of miracles, in need of healing. And we pray for them, Lord, we lift up to you. And through their healings, through their conversions, that, Lord, your name will be exalted. Lord, we pray that you reveal to us your will, that, Father, we may carry it out. Because we know, Father, you'll equip us with what we need to carry thy will out. We pray, Father, for the knowledge, for the wisdom of our leaders, all of them, that, Father, you'll touch those with hardened hoof in their hearts, that, Father, they'll be whistleblowers or those in control that will turn. And, Father, give more time that we can witness to others. And, Father, we know that judgment's coming. And to keep us always mindful with your wisdom discernment. And keep us always on the path with your conviction. The Father, that let us know when repentance is necessary, that the Father will be open. Guide us in our studies of the Bible and write the word on our hearts. The Father, whenever we don't have the Bible with us, you'll give us the words to speak and the knowledge and wisdom to preach. We pray, Father, for returning veterans. And, Father, through your Holy Spirit and healing powers, that you turn off those microchips they have on their bodies and close them down and silence the voices in their head and the targeting that's going on against them, Lord, by technology, supernatural intervention, and Father, your intervention would take over and nullify all the effects of these drugs, the demonic entities, the ELF transmission, all these things that, Lord, that we know that are being targeted. And Father, to turn their minds away from suicide with divine appointments, to give them the opportunity to change their minds, to find other pathways. But Father, we lay upon you, we bring to you, Father, a praise that, Lord, we know about over 100 per day are converting conversions in Afghanistan. Father, we thank you for this. That, Lord, that word needs to be put out. That, Lord, that they're keeping this all silent. And but the 180 day of conversions of our troops in Afghanistan, we thank you for that, Lord. We know your Holy Spirit can move. That word to get out. And to be more conversions. And get them away from Hinduism and Buddhism and all these other false religions that, Lord, that when they come back, that they'll have those converting in Afghanistan will be witnesses for others to start a firestorm of conversions to Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for the children to protect them in these days of sacrifices coming up, that, Father, you'll protect them, or you bring them home, Lord, or you'll find ways for them to escape the Wicca and the Luciferian sacrifices, and expose the Illuminati for who and what they are, and expose the fallen angels for their disguise, that, Lord, you'll expose them to the world, to who they really are. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For the veterans, if you can't forgive yourself for the things they made you do over there, or to get over these vaccines they've caused you to take, then use the Holy Spirit. But you got to forgive yourself. If you can't forgive yourself, you need to be ministered to. Don't let them twice. This is way past sovereignty and patriotism and all that. This is about your soul for an eternity. It's about being with Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. And your families. And through your conversion, you bring family members around. Or your family members, through sanctification, will bring you around. Then you'll be a mighty force. You know, 90%, I'm guessing here, but to say just a mind-boggling majority of Americans, we've talked about this before on the air, that don't have a clue, man, what's going on, except what they hear in the news. And we, if you're regular in my broadcast, a regular listener, heard many times have proven how the media is 100% controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, the education is 100% controlled ever since 1908 till today through a humanist manifesto. And that includes every single college and university in America under the communist, humanist, and I've got the evidence that confirms it with their own quotes and their own admittance. That's a secular, humanistic, Marxist program in every public school, secretly, always has been. So when you have Jay Leno and you have Dice, they're all controlled opposition, like Jones and the rest of them. When you got all them going out there taking surveys of, well, tell us about when the Founding Fathers, and it making Americans look silly, and rightfully so, because the education system has been under a Freemasonic control to dumb down the American public. Charlotte Isherby confirms. During the Reagan administration, Reagan's another. He should have stayed a liar about a patriot. Baloney. Him and Nixon both were liars. Nixon was going to set up a dictatorship, as was FDR. Evidence is clear. Solid. Slam dunk. Reagan was going to set one up between 84 and 87. Giafrida, FEMA, Oliver North, Knights of Malta, every one of them. Failed. 1999. Bush failed. God's, and they're going to learn that God's in control. And your so-called white hats and Palladians and Anunnaki and I don't know, whatever else, they're not smart as you think they are now, are they? They keep failing, don't they? They never can make a deadline now, can they? Ever thought about that? And they're the ones that brought in, the fallen angels, the ones that brought in nuclear energy. Where was the Anunnaki and your so-called Palladians, whatever? The fallen angels are liars anyway. Where were they when you brought in the nuclear option with Manhattan? Sold you a bill of goods, didn't they, there, Joint Chief of Staff and you scientists and all you smart guys out there? I thought they were time travelers. Don't you have time travelers up there in the Pentagon with these big, tall, Caucasian-looking aliens or something or another? Oh, I'm dead serious about this. That's what they believe. Well, when they sold them the bill of goods, the hierarchy, what they called it was, quote, to use atomic energy to build a new civilization, the new and better world, and to create the finer, more spiritual conditions, unquote, their plan, one of 40 of their so-called plans. Boy, y'all took that hook, line, and sinker, didn't you? And when y'all, when the Jesuits, the murderers that they are, when the Jesuits ordered Truman to deliver those two nuclear bombs or whatever they happened, whatever they had, to massacre and effect a satanic sacrifice of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You see, the Japanese were actually surrendering to the Vatican. That's like one of the three little pigs going to the den of wolves, say, oh, I want to surrender and maybe you'll help us. It's the same thing. The Japanese were surrendering already. They were beaten. We firebombed Tokyo worse than Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which, by the way, today are thriving cities in this nuclear age. How did they do that? I thought people were supposed to die and all kinds of stuff, but apparently not. Nagasaki and Hiroshima, big cities. Where's the nuclear option there? Something happened there, didn't it? Something wrong. War, extinguishing a human life, is used to provide enough life force energy to affect their plans and to give the fallen angels bodies to manifest. It's alchemy. Death. And secret societies, you're behind it. Because you have a self-serving agenda. But you're doing it all for mankind, right? Yeah. Well, they're going to kill all secret society members once the Great White Brotherhood has total control. They're going to kill you. I'm trying to warn you so you get out of there. Renounce the blood oath. You're no longer under that oath to God that you made to lie and protect other Freemasons. You're no longer under that when you renounce it and be delivered. You're not bound by that oath by any stretch of imagination. God will forgive that between through Jesus Christ. I wouldn't hesitate if I were you. Anyway, I was saying a little while ago, I'd say 90% of the population don't have a clue what's going on. They're tied up with Tiger Woods and Fukushima. And, no, not even that. Tiger Woods or Super Bowl or Dancing with the Stars or what Katy Perry is doing today or whatever. Really, that's what they're involved in. Or just living their life and working. Now, going to church and doing the dipping duck, just bobbing the head up and down. As long as they hear something good, they feel like they're doing well. Well, it's more than that. So they're counting on, the Illuminati is counting on you as quote-unquote conspiracy theorist, conspiracy nuts, which I've been called over and over and over, but there's something about being calling a conspiracy nut when you've got this slam dunk that they don't want to see. Who's the nut? Anyway, they're counting on you to go through six steps. So they're using us. Oh, it's very tricky how they do that. That's what the controlled opposition is for. But unless you fully expose the Illuminati, you're actually working for them. Because, you see, they get you to trust the controlled opposition, the truth tellers, Jones, Lindsay Williams, Quayle, Dizdar, Nathan Leal, all these guys. And they lead you in the truth. And then they'll deviate 10 to 20%. They'll say it's the bankers doing it. No, the bankers by the Illuminati. The bankers controlled by the Jesuits. The bankers are not Jews. They're actually Scotch-Irish. It's the Vatican, the Zionists, the Italian Illuminati Romans inside, and the names are available. But then if you know that, so what? What are you going to do about it? We're going to defeat, I keep hearing this every day, we're going to defeat the New World Order. Okay, I'd love to talk to someone about that. When they really say that, I want to know. Okay, sit down a minute. Who are you going to defeat under the Illuminati, the New World Order? Who exactly? Give me a name. Give me a location. Give me how you're going to do it. I want to hear. This is to say, defeat the New World Order. Okay, how exactly are you going to do it? And where are they exactly? What's the address? What's the names? And what weapons do you have at your availability? All this rah, rah, rah stuff, it don't get it. It just incites people, just be placated. I believe in action. You know, when you're a small guy, I'm not international, but I do what I can in my little world here to try to explain this to people. Defeat the New World Order. No, Jesus is going to defeat the New World Order. Because if you don't know who you're fighting, how are you going to fight them? It's a supernatural war that we're in. And you fight it with supernatural weapons. It's called spiritual warfare. That's getting down to it. Now, I'm going to expose some things here. Some folks I'm going to name. And show you just how they operate. Now, the six stages, that's what I was looking for. When you tell people about these things, if they even want to hear it in the first place, that's the biggest step. I'm not going to elaborate on these steps. I'm just going to give you a basic. I figured these out one day. And I found out, I wasn't aware of it, that these steps come very close to what a person goes through when they've lost a wife, a husband, a child. It's called steps of mourning. I mentioned these steps to some folks because I come up with an idea and I present to people that, what do you think? Don't be gentle, just tell me, you know. And they said, well, Tom, that's several people, same steps I went through when I lost my dad. I said, oh. So I started looking up the steps of mourning, sure enough. Well, see, they know these steps too. So what you go through, if you ever get to the first stage, is shock. Could this be happening in America? This can't be happening here. No, it can't happen here. I don't want to hear it. If you get through that first stage because you hear evidence and you, well, okay, they go into non-belief or denial. No, I don't believe it. Third stage. If they finally listen after they get through that shaking their head and all that emotional stuff going on, and they say, well, tell me more then. Then is acceptance like, oh my gosh, you're right. Kind of a sick in the stomach feeling of a rude awakening. If they get that far, the next step is the killer, really. They go in depression or fear. Well, this is a stage that the Illuminati, your truth tellers, as they're so called, likes to lead people, so they'll just drop their hands in just total acceptance and fear. But if you got Jesus Christ in your heart, you're just getting warmed up. You get through this depression of fear, emotion, and all that. You say, okay. So you go to step number five. Is a fire in the heart determination, in this case, to save our country, or at least try, or all that's necessary for the triumph of evil, is that good men do nothing. So you want to do something about it. We've got to do something. Okay. Well, they're counting on that. For those that last this long, they say, well, they want to do something. Okay. Well, then that guides you. That's the problem with controlled opposition. It's you in the wrong direction. To arm rebellion never works, never has. There's other things to do. Romans 13 comes into play. But they want you to go there. For those that's going to, they want you to lead you to rebellion. After all, it worked in 1776 to put us in bondage. They figure it'll work again. I may have some new listeners, so I'll give you some evidence. It's a principle that they use. I thought I had it queued up. A principle they use to foment revolution is what they want. They'd rather just be smooth about it and everybody accept it, but they know it's not going to happen. So one principle they use, and it's cited by one who's just a student himself, and it goes something like this. And this is what they've always used. Quote, the best way to control the opposition, and that be us, is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and have rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. Vladimir Lenin just quoted that when he was trained by the Illuminati. And so that leads you to step number six. And that's the desire to fix or to inform. And for those that want to do that, they're counting on that. As long as they feed you the wrong information about who's in control. But I added one since then. Step number seven. A realization that the only solution is Jesus Christ. And there's no other solution when sharing with people, praying and fasting. That's what they're going to come down to eventually. There's no other solution but that. Well, they like to guide you along your steps, and they control it. They know about this. Let me show you how they work. An idea. I'm going to use today's news for that. Now, the reality is that the New World Order engineers have targeted the United States by reversing the patriotism and sovereignty and the lead to accept the UN administration and world government for the false offer of peace that it offers. So the targeting of the United States from the inside started in the 1950s, actively. they needed our cohesiveness and family tradition and all that before World War II in order to be able to get volunteers to fight for our country. Edward Bernays came up with the word fight for freedom and all that. It's all been completely controlled. So after 1945-46, then began the plans to destroy the United States from the inside by our own secret society members inside the United States. They expected something like a 50-year agenda. It might take 60 years to do it. Are you all grasping what I'm saying here? This is major. And so they put out on YouTube, for example. Now I'm going to give you specifics how they do it. All along in World War I, World War II, pretty much Korea, not so much. Definitely not in the Vietnam War. It was completely, they had funded the anti-war demonstrations to start the demoralization of America. And no longer, all of a sudden it changed, didn't it? It wasn't ticker tape parades and it was baby killers and all this when the troops came back. Of course, now it's kind of reversed itself with Islam because it's a different agenda. But you still have now troops realizing what really went on in Iraq. And they're killing them off, like Pat Tillman and SEAL members that are real good, you know, folks. And they're trying to say, wait a minute, something's wrong here. What we saw over there is not what they're killing them. They have to kill the SEAL members and special forces and servicemen when they have or bring up the North American Union. Our own Joint Chief of Staff are part of this. Of that, there's no doubt. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the chief, all these guys, all Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, are against Americans. Pretending to be on your side, they're not. They work for the secret societies and Jesuits. Good actors, too. So now, it's all reversed. I found a YouTube, for example. And YouTube gets like 10,000 views or 5,000, whatever. It goes along with everything else. It's just another effort. And it shows you, proud to be an American, hyphen. Really? Okay. So now it goes into completely opposite presentation of all the bombings we've done since World War II and Korea and Vietnam. It's showing all the bad things about American military and no longer the good things. It's all part of a big plan to demoralize. It's taken longer than they anticipated. Why? Because it's going to turn you toward the UN as a peaceful solution. Peaceful as opposed to them creating chaos, racial strife. Then you're going to want what? Peace. So here's what they do. This is massive, what I'm telling you. So they orchestrate the killing in Russia, in Venezuela, other places, to see what it could be like here. You don't want that, do you? No, we don't. Then you better go along with what we say. This is huge. But they're now diminishing patriotism in America by design. Not hard to do. And they do little tests, Gallup polls and all that sort of thing. Let me give you a quote. Brock Chisholm, 1946, is when it began. To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. It all began in 1946, and that's when they turned to destruction of the United States from inside. They're doing it by religion, by politics, economics, the arts, that's the rock and roll music, the pornography, all that is part of this. Families under control of councils and committees. Now, one strong influence that they have over Americans, because we're spiritual or whatever, is religion. Well, finance goes along with it, obviously, and education has been worked on us for since 1908. But religion today So they take Freemasons like Manning or Terry Jones, all these guys, working together, actually. And we'll give you an example of how this works on the pulpit. People aren't getting this. They're not understanding how they're being manipulated. Now, what's a preacher supposed to be doing? You say, well, Tom, is that not a trick question? A preacher is supposed to be talking about Jesus Christ. That's his sole role. So, Chuck Baldwin, what's he doing on the pulpit? Talking politics. For what? He has no business talking politics. None. Rick Joyner, praying that Jesus Christ will have a rebellion. What? In America, what are you talking about? He's still operating? Yeah, he's nice in Malta, too. What's going on here? So now I'm going to give you an example with their own voices. I ain't going to play all of it. I got several things to play here. And I won't hold up to all of it. It just gets disgusting. But I'm going to show you how they're operating, how they all work together, and how they manipulate the public. You just tell me. Don't take my word for it. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got to hear here. This is a preacher.
Black Muslims say the white man brings the guns into the community. That's why black men shoot each other. So the black boy, 14-year-old, gets the gun from the white man. White man tells him, shoot yourself a nigger now. And so the white black boy goes and sits on the stoop. And he says, I'm going to shoot me the first nigger I see coming down the street. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Let me see now, what kind of nigger I'm going to shoot? Can I shoot a nigger with a basketball in his hand? I think I'll shoot a nigger with a... Should I shoot a nigger with sneakers on? I think I'll shoot a nigger with sneakers. Should I shoot a nigger with baggy pants? I think I'm going to shoot the first nigger. I'll even shoot a nigger woman. I'll go shoot because the white man sold me the gun. That's how. So I'm here today to tell you, when I got saved, from being an African-American. Don't call me that.
Now, on the pulpit, you'll notice a Red Cross, Knights Templar shield. That's Illuminati. That's Freemasonry. You see, I'm going to continue.
It's not what I am. Now, you can be what all you want. But I'm not an African American. Not only am I not an African American, but I'm not a black man. Don't call me that either. Every time you go and buy a loaf of bread and you see the price has gone higher than it was yesterday, don't curse the grocer. Say, damn Barack. Every time you pull up to the service station and the gas is going to cost you a day's salary, almost a 2-day salary to fill up your tank, don't curse the service station, man. Say, damn Barack. Because it's...
Okay. The idea there. Now let's go to another one. Another step. On how this works. These are preachers now. So, you had an interview with Russell Brand, who's homosexual, and two members of the Westboro Baptist Church. Now, these are white folk. Westboro Baptist Church, guess what? I got them connected to Christian Identity, Fred Phelps, Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, Seed of Cain stuff, Herbert Armstrong, Arnold Murray. Man, they're all connected. Now, here's Russell Brand interview on a TV of some kind. He's a homosexual. He's like a Jay Leno type or something. On the TV, and they have a big audience, mostly mixed, and you got two members of the Westboro Baptist Church coming in to talk, to express their views as like on Dr. Phil or like on Jay Leno. So they walk in, and I want you to hear how they present religion, present the Baptist Church, the Westboro. All right, And listen to what they say here. And this is national attention, or international attention, not just a YouTube thing. This is on TV, FX.
Please welcome my guests with love, Steve Drain and Timothy Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church. It's a type of religion. Don't be mean, don't be mean. Which one are you?
Steve.
Which one are you?
Timothy.
Hello, Timothy. Sit down in comfort.
I want to bring you a sign, first of all.
This says Fag Pimp Brand.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Make yourself comfy, mate. Now, this, of course, is clearly a fed.
Now, he's wearing a T-shirt, black T-shirt, with a skull on it. And they're wearing black. So this is representative of Protestant, Baptist, whatever. All right, so you got the idea here. Now, I'll tell you something after it's over. Here we go. I'm not going to play the whole thing, I don't think, but we'll see what happens.
Sif, as an object, Fag Pimp Brand, and I'm depicted here. That's not a very flattering photograph.
The face you made. You made the face.
I made the face. I paid the price. Right. Fair enough. That's true. And it says here that I'm a fag pimp.
Yes.
I'm English, of course, so being a fag pimp just means cigarette. But in the world of vitriolic hate speak, fag means...
It means that you're an advocate for sin, is what it means, and a very loud one at that.
What? Thank you. I appreciate your vocal respect, but these people are here to explain something to them, and it does take courage and bravery to come in front of a room full of people you think almost certain ain't going to agree with you. So let's hear what they've got to say, because I'm actually very interested. Fag Pimp Brand. Okay, we're keeping
you
this.
You make your living making a mockery of sin.
In fact, since you promote sin... You hate all these kind people in your heart.
I don't. I love them.
That's why he applauds your sin, because he hates you all.
I don't applaud any sins what's hurting people or yourselves.
You encourage them,
right.
And then they burn in hell for eternity. Yeah. That's not very loving.
But when the Lord Jesus Christ said to love your neighbor as yourself, you love your neighbor as yourself by warning them when their sin has taken them to hell. And as a matter of fact, if you fail to warn your neighbor, you hate your neighbor in your heart. So by a Bible standard, we all... And I know that you can't believe that from your goofy Hallmark standard, but from a Bible standard, we love you.
And from a Bible standard, he hates you.
Right.
And you probably hate each other.
Bloody hell. It's like a really tricky quiz of hate. Steve, Tim, do you mind if I do the... Like, I've got some questions here,
sure.
Because like, it'll help us for our interview. Why did you come here?
It's our duty.
For your mission.
It's our duty. It says,
to warn these people to stop sinning.
The Bible says this, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show the people their transgressions. How do you show people their transgressions without making it crystal clear what the manner of your sin is? God hates fags. Ooh. I know it's not popular, but we're not making this stuff up.
He also has a shirt that says priest rape boys with a skull on it. Now, I don't want to hear no more nonsense. Now, see, this kind of show, Russell Brand interviews with these two Westboro Baptist Church members, there's no question that they were rehearsed, they're working together, and they're about as pagan as you can get. This is the purpose of Westboro Baptist Church. You see what I'm talking about here. It's all on TV. It's to put God down. It is to take the truth, smush it. It's all orchestrated. Scripted out. And then you'll find that the Freemasons are linked to it. Through Westboro, Christian Identity, and this kind of heresy and cult groups. See, it also, just like debating with this one named Ham, Bill Nye, it's all part. Ham is going to do get money to build an ark. What he's doing is trying to show how it couldn't be built. That's how sneaky they are. Listen, I'm going to play a few more of this. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, man.
It's right in the Bible. Look, there's three...
And there's those that practice all those acts.
Oh, look, yeah. First of all, we're not talking...
Hey, you lot, one at a time, you will all get a chance to speak.
Look, we're not...
In the hell!
Mm.
We're not talking about a base human passion like you or I might feel, like you and I might hate each other. It's simply,
just so you know, I love you.
I know, I love you too. It's simply God's fixed determination to punish the wicked in hell for their sins. Because he can. Because he's God. Because he's sovereign.
Because he can.
Exactly.
Okay, so God, like, it's simply God condemning what is objectively and indefatigably wrong. That's what it is. I understand that.
Other than the accent, very well put.
This is how this language is supposed to be spoken.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheeky.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody's just laughing and having a fun time. You know how many people watch this video? Are y'all sitting down? 4 million, according to the records here, 4,681,618 with 36,000 thumbs up. You see, this is not good. This is how they do it. And they work together. They're mocking God. Both sides are mocking God by design. Now, let's go another step. To show you how they're doing this. It just amazes me, the manipulation, because all of TV is scripted out and controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. Nothing on there is going to play without their approval. All right, so let's try this one out. Listen to this one.
Homosexuality and the wearing of the military uniform.
Terry Jones.
Anyone you see anyone dressed in uniform, it brings a certain reaction. No matter where you see them, whether it be at a local store, you meet them in passing. The sight of someone wearing the military uniform brings a certain reaction. A reaction of gratitude. A reaction of respect. And that is why, actually, the military uniform can only be worn at certain times. That is why there's instructions given by the Department of Defense actually as to when you can wear the military uniform, what is considered proper, right? The Department of Defense, the subject, wearing of the uniform. When should the uniform be worn or not? When wearing of the uniform may tend to bring discredit upon the armed forces. The military uniform cannot be worn. When it is used as a tool of propaganda, when it is used by special interest groups, it says there, when wearing of the uniform could bring discredit to the armed forces. When the military uniform is worn to promote special interest groups. When the military uniform is worn to promote the homosexual agenda. A group of individuals that make up something like 5 to 10% of our population. A special interest group. A group of a particular sexual orientation. When is the military uniform not to be worn? When it could possibly discredit the armed forces. The military uniform being worn during homosexual parades, parties, during times of so-called gay pride parades.
Okay, now we got it. You see what he's doing? This is a preacher, Terry Jones. Terry Jones preacher, just another one, just like those two at Westboro Baptist Church. Now we got Dr. Terry Jones from Florida. Okay, we finally got to the point, the agenda. Clinton, don't ask, don't tell. You come in the military, homosexual, don't tell anybody. The role then was 20 years later or so, give or take 15 to 20 years, however long it'd take, to pull everybody in. Well, now you got, because before, and I was a recruiting officer in the 1970s in Buffalo, New York. I was recruiting lieutenant in the federal building, so I know. And you'd ask them, you homosexual? If they say, well, yes, I'm homosexual, you're disqualified. That's the way it was. Why? Because you've got that stigma about a homosexual, they're effeminate, and so forth, and they don't fit well in the showers with the other straight. It just don't work. It doesn't work. There's a difference there. There's a stigma. Whatever you want to call it, it existed in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, okay? It's there. You're homosexual. The stigma is you're effeminate, and you like men in the showers, and that's the stigma. Whether it's true or not, whatever, the stigma is there. And they know that. Clinton is a high-level priest in the Luciferian order, like Buchanan. You understand, this is Luciferian. Destruction of the U.S. military by design. So they bring the homosexuals in. Now, the plan is, once it gets normal, to bring them in, don't ask, don't tell, then, and it landed not on Bush this time, but on Obama, to say now you can come out of the closet and declare yourself to be homosexual in the right time. Why? To divide the military forces, and that's exactly what it's done. In the same way that Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1977 wrote to the Civil Rights, U.S. Commission on Civil Rights in 1977, and previous court opinions stated that the government should, quote, draft women to the military, assign them to combat duty, and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. And what they're going to do, when they lift the ban of frontline units, women on frontline units, to have women fighting side by side with men in the foxholes. The Joint Chief of Staff, unless they're dumb at the head, knows about the sexual assaults, knows that a woman cannot do as many push-ups as a man. Sorry, but they just can't do it. It's called God made the bodies different. Well, the Joint Chief of Staff members, it's briefing members to the Council of Foreign Relations, they know this. They're part of the destruction of our own forces. This is just one way to cause a division. Bring women to the military, assign them to combat duty. Well, 30 years later, as of June of last year, Panetta lifted the ban. Bingo. Now, the homosexuals are out in the open. Even had two Marines get married, male Marines get married on the White House lawn. They want you to see it. They want you to know. And in fact, this has caused dissension among the forces. Why? Just like the orchestrated suicides, they want to weaken the U.S. forces so they will not be able to resist the New World Order when it comes at the North American Union. So now, this Terry Jones he had here, he gets on there. Now he's developing the division of those homosexual and those straight wearing the uniform is causing that division. So if I'm a straight Marine and all that, and I see one of my fellow Marines in a gay pride, I'm going to say something, right? So that causes division. That's how complex this really is. I ain't going to play no more of that garbage, but you got the idea with his own words. He is part of an intelligence asset. He's not just a preacher. He's a member of secret societies. He's not some backwoods preacher. He's 30 years in Germany working for P2. Intelligence assets with Mossad. Now it's starting to dawn on you here. Now, the also is to cause division between Protestants and Arabs, Muslims. This includes also the military, includes also setting up for this.
Stop.
Here we go.
Islamic
we go.
Immigration.
Terry Jones.
They are only coming to this country to take over, to try to enforce through population growth, through political means, through educational means, that they're only coming here to try to enforce and force their laws, their Islamic laws upon us. We should stop immediately. Right now. Stop right now the building of all mosques in America until they allow us to build churches in Saudi Arabia. Until we can build churches in Iran, Iraq, in countries that are dominated by Islam.
And Pastor Terry Jones joins us now. Pastor Jones, as you know, David Petraeus, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, said of your event, and I quote, "It could endanger troops and it could endanger the overall effort in Afghanistan. It is precisely the kind of action the Taliban uses and could cause significant problems, not just here, but everywhere in the world we're engaged with the Islamic community." You're being warned by the U.S. military that your Quran burning will put the lives of American servicemen and women in danger. Does that give you pause at all? Do you care about the safety of our troops?
Yes, it does. We are taking his concerns very seriously.
What does that mean, though? Are you going to continue? Are you going to burn the Korans?
We right now have plans to continue. We are thinking about it. We are praying about it. As I said, we are taking his concerns very seriously. We just have also the concern as to how far do we go as Americans? When do we back down? Or when does the time come that we speak to radical Islam, tell them no more, no longer? We will not be pushed around and we...
All right, you got the point there. He's missing the whole point. It's the secret societies causing destruction to America. Islam was created by the Vatican. 6th century. Radical Islam was created by the Vatican Muslim Brotherhood in 1920 using the Albana. Albana was Egyptian Freemason. This is a reality. It's about stirring the pot up. You see, it's not about Islam. Islam is the enemy? Yeah. Radical? Yeah. But so is Westboro Baptist Church when they work for the Freemasons at the highest level. You see, they're missing the whole point here. He's not talking about the Vatican now, is he? Okay. Here's one that really brings it out. And his use is this one.
The most news in the morning. CNN's American Morning. Weekday, 6 a.m. Eastern.
Why are you going to burn Korans?
Yeah, we first declared September the 11th International Burn a Koran Day, actually for two reasons. Number one, we wanted to remember those who were brutally murdered on September the 11th. And actually, we wanted to send a very clear message to the radical element of Islam. We wanted to send a very clear message to them that... we are not interested in their Sharia law. We do not tolerate their threats, their fear, their radicalness. We live in the United States of America. Send a clear message to the peaceful Muslims. We have freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. They are more than welcome to be here, more than welcome to worship, more than welcome to build mosque. But our 9/11 demonstration, our 9/11 protest, is to send a clear message to the radical element of Islam that we will not tolerate that in America.
Well, I wanted to let you say your piece, because when I first read this story, I thought there's no way that this could be as bad as it sounds. It appears that it is. You're saying that you're going to burn the holy book of another religion to send a message to the radical elements of that religion with no thought to the fact that you'd obviously be highly offending everyone in that religion. How do you justify that?
Well, we realize that this action would indeed offend people, offend Muslims. I am offended when they burn the flag. I am they burn the Bible. But we feel that the message that we are trying to send is much more important than people being offended. We believe that we cannot back off of the truth of the dangers of Islam, of the dangers of radical Islam, just because people are going to be offended. Overseas, we see they have no problem burning our flag. They have no problem calling for the death of America.
Right, but this isn't overseas. This is America. I mean,
so we feel it's time to stand up.
But this isn't overseas. I mean, this is America. And you just said that you welcome peaceful Muslims and you welcome people to build Qurans. I mean, you know, freedom of religion is what is one aspect of what makes our country so great and different from many countries around the world. So why would you want to play into that?
We are not playing into it at all. I just made a very clear statement. Muslims are welcome here. They are welcome to worship as long as they submit to, obey the Constitution of the United States and do not sooner or later try to institute Sharia law in America. Our message is very clear. It is not to the moderate Muslim. Our message is not a message of hate. Our message is a message of warning to the radical element of Islam. And I think what we see right now around the globe proves exactly what we're talking about.
What about turn thy cheek? I mean, this is, you know, Christianity at its most, you know, refined. It's that you don't act out in violence. You don't act out in any manner of hate, that you turn thy cheek, that you don't rise to the nastiness or the level of payback that your perceived enemies do. I mean, isn't this the exact opposite of what Christ taught all of us to be and to do?
I agree with you exactly. I think most of the time we as Christians are indeed called to turn the other cheek. I believe that most of the time talk and diplomacy is the correct way. But I also think that once in a while, I think you see that in the Bible, that there are incidents where enough is enough and you stand up. Jesus went into the temple and he threw all of the money changers out. He did not ask them to leave. He was not peaceful. He was at that time very, very upset. Even when his very close friend and disciple Peter, even when he tried to stop Jesus from fulfilling his will, from fulfilling the Father's will, Jesus called him the devil. Jesus called the religious leaders of that time serpents and snakes.
Okay, see, that's not true. What he said to Peter was, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He was talking to Satan that was in Peter. It was functioning in Peter. You see, this is how these people work. They're very convincing because they're trained by the Illuminati. They're trained by the Freemasons. They're trained by P2 as intelligence assets. Let's get down to it. You see, this is what they're really about. I'm going to play one more of this individual, and you'll see where he's coming from.
So I agree that most of the time,
later,
diplomacy and turning the other cheek is the proper way.
Or you don't care. I mean, yes or no, you don't really care if you're offending Muslims by burning the Quran, right? That doesn't bother you if they're offended.
We realize that we are definitely offending them.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's the purpose right there. Is to offend. And when you offend someone in that fashion, when you offend them, they know that you dig in. And that's what they want. That's the purpose of it. And so they will dig in. So there will be conflict. This is how they work. It has nothing to do with patriotism or being with God or even praying. They have no ideas. So by offending them, they know that the Muslims will dig in. And there's no chance that they will come over. Now, the ones that will, that not are not dealing with this garbage, Rick Warren and those others at the Council of Foreign Relations, they have a solution also. It's called Chrislam. So those that want to come over to Christianity and also can sit on the fence with Islam can join a hybrid religion called Chrislam. You see how Satan works? It's so clever. And people are buying off on this junk.
So I want to ask you this. Does it bother you, though?
We actually think that Muslims should
I just want to ask you about this. Does it bother you that the military and the military leaders believe that by doing this, you are very likely putting the lives of U.S. soldiers at risk in Muslim countries? David Petraeus, the general, this is what he said. Their actions will in fact jeopardize the safety of young men and women who are serving in uniform over here and also undermine the very mission that they're trying to accomplish. Are you willing to have the blood of soldiers on your hands by this demonstration?
Yeah, we are actually very, very concerned, of course. And we are taking the general's words very serious.
Okay, it goes into all that. You see, that's the other thing. Now, those that are not following Jesus but are agnostic or they're spiritual, whatever, are going to attribute this individual and all the others as, you know, that's the kind of God I don't want to be around. It's going to cause agnostics to become atheists. It's going to cause them to go to Hinduism, Buddhism, because they attribute everybody to these people. Well, that's why they're doing this. It's very complex what they do, but it works. Now, watch this. Same preacher says the following. It's very close to Manning also, by the way. Imagine that. Now, what we have here is that outside of his church, which doesn't look like a church, you have in the front yard of the church a great big stone or some kind of headstone that's about 6 foot tall, about 4 foot wide, with looks like a grave. It says Obama dead. And at one point, it hung an effigy of Obama in front of his church. Dr. Terry Jones. Here we go.
Experiment has failed. Obama promised to bring the troops home. He did not. He promised to close Guantanamo Bay. He did not. He promised to reduce the deficit by 50%. He did not. He is pro-same-sex marriage. He is pro-abortion, the killing of babies. He has closed his eyes to the problem that we have in America with illegals. 20 million illegals, costing our country $540 billion a year. The illegals and the Hispanics make up the largest prison population. They are only outnumbered by the blacks. They greatly exceed all other races. We must put an end to President Obama's political career. The experiment did not work. Let us learn. Never again to vote for someone based upon the color of his skin, but based upon his qualifications. Let us this year put a deadening blow, a death to Obama's presidency. Thank you.
Now, this was before November 2012. Why didn't the Secret Service visit him, put him in jail? What's going on? Isn't it funny that Manning and Terry Jones have the same kind of a attitude? Huh. I find that very interesting. And this is a preacher. Now, he talked about immigration, right? He talked about it's Obama's fault that we have immigration. Well, no. Actually, every president, because the agenda that goes back to 1939, actually 1920, was to bring aliens into America by design by the secret societies and the Jesuits to start the demoralization process to turn America into the north, to the New Atlantis. I got evidence right here. Now listen to the words carefully, and for the key word about aliens. And we ain't talking about aliens from space yet. This is aliens from other countries. And America was to be the melting pot since the year 1425. Everybody hear, and then start integrating the cultures to then get rid of sovereignty to bring in the New World Order. And I give you a quote right now. Listen to it carefully. And this comes from President Roosevelt, FDR. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, that then was supposed to be in front of three congressional committees, and the witness was Senator Lundeen of one of these committees. He gave the quote from his diary, his records, to William G. Carr, who then put it in a book called Red Fog Over America, 1955. Here's a quote of FDR, of what I talked about an hour and a half ago. It's what he said to three congressional committees. That includes other Americans that are supposed to be for America. He says the following, I quote, "I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt." I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. Now, my people he's talking about here are the Illuminati family members. Instruments are all American citizens. Instruments in a bankruptcy begin in 1929. We're the instruments. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. Listen. Infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure. I know it. But no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. FDR, four-term president. His distant cousin, ancestral cousin, 1841, gave the document necessary for Karl Marx to plagiarize for the Communist Manifesto. And Clinton Roosevelt, his cousin, ancestral cousin, some 100 years before this, received the document he needed to write the science of government founded on natural laws from Adam Weishaupt through Manzini, 1776. Was the formation of communism, secular humanism, and the protocols through the Jesuit, the Roman Catholic Church. You see what I'm talking about here, what we're involved in. So when people hear what I've just played, the blacks will get really ticked off. The whites that are Christian or whatever will say, "That's not how we are. That's whatever. This guy's crazy." And then the other will say in the Christian identity, "Yeah, man, you're right. Go, you're right. We got to go." So everybody takes it in that fashion. They don't understand they're being played. All three groups I've just mentioned are being played. This is what I do when I expose. I go a step further to what really is going on. instead of playing this little game that they're coming up with, the secret societies. So now you've got Steven Seagal, who's governor or whatever. See, they'll always take Ventura or Reagan or some movie star and turn him into a congressman or a president or whatever, or governor or something another. This is how they do that. When they sign their name over to Lucifer from being an actor, then they start putting them in positions of power. Now, Steven Seagal, I'm going to spare you the playing of this YouTube. Pretty much, he gets into a speech about if the truth comes out about Benghazi, Obama would be impeached. Really? So everybody's going to hang on that, you see. They're going to hang on this impeachment thing going on. And then they get back to the birth certificate issue. And everybody gets wrapped around the axle about all that and they don't see the big picture. They don't understand it played. Because, you see, we've never had a constitution. When it was put in to placate the American public since 1776, it was rendered null and void by 1938, completely eliminated. Court ruling, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. But still, not even that. You see, the Constitution, as part of their five-step plan, was usurped by the corporation, 1783. Now, judges and lawyers, they know this already. They don't tell the American public because they're under a blood oath. Now, so the basic premises adhered to by the people in the movement and the people in the sovereign movement, they're being placated. The government is a corporation that actually functions as a federal. It does not have to follow the Constitution at all. Also, it doesn't matter if Obama's natural born citizen or not. Since it's a corporation, which we are since 1783, he's the head of a corporation like all the presidents have been. All of them. JFK is going to destroy that. So, since he's the head of a corporation, all the presidents are. That's all they are. The corporation then gets permission by Pledge of Allegiance, by all this sort of thing, they get permission by the people to reign over them by deceit. When you enter a courtroom, you're entering a ship. You're not entering the courtroom in America. When you cross over that wooden barrier, you go to your defense side, whatever, you've left. You know, I'm surprised they don't check the passport. Every court, for speeding, for whatever it is, throwing spitwads in class, you go to court for a lawsuit, you enter that side. That's what the fringes on the flag is all about. You enter the ship. You're no longer in the United States. They don't tell people about this. It's done by the wording of the birth certificate. Social Security cards, driving license, marriage license, IRS forms, other documents. And they always refer to the person, capital letters. Sovereignty says, I'm a sovereignty. I got my sovereignty certificate right here. I'm not part of this. Golly, man, they never learn. When they declare martial law, national disaster, they're going to take that sovereignty thing and they're going to roll it up in a little old paper about the size of a newspaper and stick it you know where. You're going to say to a Russian Spetsnaz when they come around to take, I'm a sovereign citizen, they're going to blow you away. They don't give a hoot about sovereign citizen. When they declare martial law, every bit of it goes out the door and you got these FEMA trained clergymen, preachers, they're going to tell you to do everything the government tells you to do. That includes taking the mark of the beast. No, you're not. They're going to say, well, Romans 13 says you do everything. Well, no, it doesn't. When it goes against God, render to Caesar which is Caesar and to God which is God's. They don't tell you that part. So it means the name represents a corporate entity. That's what you are, a corporate entity and a slave. It's how the corporation courts get jurisdiction over top of you. And their courts don't fly by the real American flag. They use a military admiralty flag. How come Sheriff Arpaio and all these others, Sheriff Mack, how come they don't know this? How come so-called congressmen out there and your leaders, representatives, how come nobody says anything about this? Could it be that they're under a blood oath by chance? They're all part of this? You see, Jesus Christ is the only one that's going to solve this. There is no other. Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. They're all members of secret societies. Every one of them. And if they're not, they're subjugated, told you better walk the straight and narrow, or you're going to lose your parking place, if you know what we mean. That's how it really works. But they lose. They don't realize that. They're fighting a losing battle. They lost at the cross of Calvary. They win. Now, I'm going to skip here now. I found something else here. There is a, I'm not going to pronounce this properly. I'm sure of that. But you have a festival going on in India, Nepal. Maha Shivaratri, Shivaratri, whatever, Shiva. Anyway, so Maha Shivaratri, whatever, photos, ash-covered Hindu holy men. It's a colorful festival, the occult. The point I want to make on that is they paint their faces white. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. They smoke marijuana as a ritual and do all this Hindu stuff, all right? Well, the painting the face is white. For the human body to be channeled, your channelers have a very, very white complexion, almost scary white. You know what that's from? Take an arsenic. Just enough arsenic to be an abomination to the body that will allow possession to be channeled. It's why the bodies turn white. This is a ritual for that. That's what that means. Secondly, the marijuana part allows them to be possessed. People don't tell you about this, though. The other thing I want to mention before I go to my next step was you had Katy Perry did a Dark Horse video. It was based on a song. It was based on recently. Dark Horse video is the main name of the song, I believe. And it's kind of a middle. It's kind of an Egyptian backdrop, like Madonna at the Super Bowl last year. You know, walk like an Egyptian. Okay, yeah, all right. So she plays like she's a queen, Cleopatra. And when these men come up to bring certain things to her, she kills them, burns them, whatever. You know, got the idea. Well, one of them walks up, and it shows it on the video. And he has all this medallion off his chest, all this stuff, all this gold and stuff. And one of them, that you can barely see, is the alphanumeric or the symbols in Arabic for Allah on a little medallion. 60,000 petitions caused them to have to change that video. But little old Allah. Now, the insanity of it all, since the 1960s, the rock and roll music has blasphemed God ever since 1960. Not a person said a word. In the 1960s, there was an effort to get rid of rock and roll because of that, and almost worked in the early 60s. It almost happened. Until the Illuminati created the charismatic movement and Christian rock music. That saved rock and roll. Rock and roll. I liked the rock and roll back then. I liked the disco back in the day, but I got to call it for what it is. Has been the biggest changer of man since it began. Music is powerful. powerful for many reasons. All the singers, dancers, and so forth have made international acclaim. In fact, signed their name in blood to Lucifer. Whether they believe in him or not, they have to do it. If they don't, they lose their career. Some of them die. Others or just disappear. They have a 27 club. At 27, they come out of their mind control. They sometimes have to reorient them, and they have drug overdoses, all that sort of thing. That's the reason why. That's the purpose. All these I'm telling you is true, family. This is how Satan's working in our culture, in our government, in our... Here's something else now. I got an article today that says, would you sign up here to build your designer baby? Ho-ho. Would you choose your child's gender? You can pick what you want your child to look like. The skills. How about that? No longer do you, you know, the old way, and then you say, honey, I'm pregnant. And you say, well, what is it, boy or girl? We don't know yet, you know. Oh, he looks just like you. Look at the eyes. Oh, he's got your... No more of that. You pick them like you would a menu. This is December the 10th, 2009. Would you choose your child's gender? But then I found an article dated February the 28th. Sign up here to build your designer baby. A group of Columbia researchers in collaboration with the New York Stem Cell Foundation have developed a controversial new technology that has, in previous tests on these monkeys, successfully stopped genetic diseases, yay, from being passed to offspring through a mother's defective mitochondrial DNA. Two types, they got to give you a reason why they got to do it. Two types of DNA are genetically handed down to a child, and it tells you all about it. So as a panel advisory, Food and Drug Administration, of course, Food and Sorcery Administration, Pharmacia, drugs is sorcery in Greek, pharmakia. That's true. Concluded 2 days of hearings on Wednesday, during which possible expansion of the testing to women was explored. As developed embryo might be monitored during testing, should be to oversee the process. That the three parents, the mother, the father, and the female egg donor, genetic material from the nucleus of the woman's egg, which I explained this past week, is transferred to the donor egg, as nuclear DNA removed. End result was an egg that contained nuclear DNA from the intended parents, which are responsible for passing on traits of hair and eye color, height, intelligence, and so forth. It talks about 2009. Of course, scientists at Oregon, where euthanasia is being considered for children, 4 monkeys were born from this procedure and reported healthy at age 3. So pretty much it goes on to tell about how you can design your own baby. And a matter of fact, it says between 97 and 2003, about 30 children worldwide were born by donor mitochondria DNA injections to fertilize eggs. And also they have an article I found that where a woman is, a volunteer is asked to come to receive a Neanderthal DNA. Yeah. In 1985, they actually made a clone of a pharaoh in 85. I got the article. Huh? How about that living again? The demon coming from the DNA of the pharaoh that died, that released that Nephilim, this demon, can now get his body back again by cloning. Imagine if Nimrod came back, if they had a clone from him, by the way. Oh, now, how about that? Huh? How about those eggs? But they put it under the guise of protecting from diseases, right? But the elite see this way that they can live eternally. They're not telling you that. Now, that's not all. I'm just not telling you about this little part. I got a slam dunk for you. In the year 1955, when they plan on making America the New Atlantis, they said, I quote, after the nations have been merged into an international state, this is their planning process, the directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. That's the Antichrist. Now listen. The agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. The next step was to bring fluoridation. That was happening in 1900, fluoridation. This is the New Atlantis they're talking about. This is 1955. You know Brock Chisholm, right? Well, I found another quote by him. I just read to you a little while ago. Brock Chisholm, 1946, said, I quote, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. He's a Unitarian, Canadian, director, United Nations World Health Organization, 1946 to 48. I'm not done. So the increase of the world's population, quote, is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which will result from unrestricted births, despite the fact that starvation and want are brought about by diabolical controls. They're creating the famine on purpose. They're lying to their own people that there's a population explosion. There's not. Continuing, quote, the King Despot, the Antichrist, will decide how many human beings are required to serve the state. Does the Georgia Guidestones come into play? Mm-hmm. Continuing. His efficiency experts will advise how many of each type of human being should be born. Selected males picked for their mental or physical features will father the human race by means of artificial insemination. Women who've been especially selected will be used as human incubators. Extensive experiments have already been carried out behind the Iron Curtain in this field of science for the past 37 years. Take 1950, subtract that, it gets the early 1900s. After these steps in the diabolical conspiracy has been accomplished, it will be a simple matter to erase all knowledge of God from the human mind by scientific brainwashing, systematically, and the rule of Satan will take over instead of that of Christ the King. Apparently, that's 1955 they talked about this, all the way back to 1940. Now, I got another shocker for you. America, our founding fathers, even before, we were the ones responsible for the first genetic experiments starting in the year 1712. It's called bringing the black folk to America and using Willie Lynch techniques and methods. Look up the Willie Lynch letter right now while I'm talking. Or not, whatever you prefer. Willie Lynch was brought over by the Rothschilds from Barbados. I forgot exactly where. think it's Barbados, Trinidad, somewhere there. He was a slave expert. He was brought over by 1712, to teach the slave owners in America, our fathers, if you will, our owners of slaves, on how to divide and make a good slave, to interbreed with them, to cause different color skin color, to pit the young against the old against the young, the men against the women, to take the ones that are the studs of the sort, the most athletic, kill off, get rid of the ones that's not, separate, cause a division, and control them. Family, we did that. We got a lot to repent for. We did it. Now you know. Through the secret societies. Hey, Muslims didn't do it. Jews didn't do it. Rothschilds were German. Bauer. Oh, yeah. B-A-U-E-R. Roman. Pretending to be Jews. To highlight the Jews as a target. Over the next couple of centuries. Began actually in 1885. Family. People got to wake up to the truth how Satan has got this organized. It's not one group or another. It's satanic. It's Luciferian. It's the secret societies. It is the synagogue of Satan. A lot of them don't even know. That's why you have such athletic prowess in the blacks. Because the white folk, back then, started genetic manipulation and breeding procedures. Was in America. Look up the Willie Lynch paper. They got a lot of forgiving to do, and we got a lot of repenting to do. And you better get started on it. And a lot of praying and working together, like Martin Luther King tried to get people to do. And like JFK tried to get people to do. Like Bobby Kennedy tried to get people to do. Like Malcolm X went over to the Middle East and found out that Islam in itself was not a violent religion. It was peaceful religion. But by design, the Jesuits formed up the Muslim Brotherhood then to destroy Islam from the inside. Since the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century anyway. Now this is the truth. And I'm going to expose it as I can. I don't belong to nobody but Jesus. That's it. I'm done. I love my country and all that sort of thing and blah, blah, blah. But when we get down to it, it's not about country or patriotism. That's designed to separate and divide, to cause a war. But it's also not to be pointed toward violent revolution, but to be pointed toward Jesus Christ and the King James Bible. And that's what these truth tellers aren't doing. They're just jarring up what they did before. And everybody's going right along with it. Militia against DHS and FEMA. And the cops. Everybody's dividing and they're going along with it. Everybody's doing it. Blacks and whites. So when they start this division going on, you're going to get tired of it, aren't you? Yes, come together. Yeah. Under a Luciferian agenda. That's the problem, to accept the UN administration. And get out of what they call religion, but everybody attributes religion to God and Jesus Christ. And to get you away from the King James Bible, and that they're using other Christians, or those that claim to be Christians, to accomplish that. So I'll tell you 90% truth, like Jones and Quayle and all these other, Marzulli, Dizdar, Sheba, whatever, the Nephilim guy. Get your trust, and then they'll support the Vatican, which is going to morph into the New Age movement. They'll say, oh, you're a King James only guy. Oh, you're. That's all they can do is insult because they can't prove otherwise. That's weak. That's weak need. Prove it, and you can't. They can't do it. What Bible do you use? They won't tell you. Because they know. If you know what you're doing, you know what you're talking about. they lose. Because the King James Bible is the only true word of God, and there's nothing they can do to prove otherwise. I mean nothing. They can try, they fail. Jesus Christ's word is the King James. Jesus Christ is the only true word of God. He is the only Savior. And God's the only God. And Jesus Christ is coming back. Nobody else is going to solve this problem but Jesus Christ, supernatural level. Are we going through tribulations? You better believe it. When? To have no idea. I'm not a prophet. It's in God's business anyway. We get caught up in pre-trib, mid-trib raptures and all that. There's no trib. There's no rapture. Blah, blah, blah. Wait a minute. That's God's business. Ain't mine. Our job is to witness to others about the love of Jesus. Not to take a political stance. None of that nonsense. That's what they want. Cause division in that fashion. Cause division, chaos, to bring us to a new world order under Lucifer. There will be judgment on this world. There will be judgment for every man, woman, and child that's ever been born. Two judgments. Look them up. Judgment seat of Christ for those who believe. That's the wheat. Those reject Jesus Christ by their own free will are the tares. There are those like Click and the rest of them, Jonathan Click and all those, that say the tares are the hybrids, Nephilim. Oh, it's tricky. It's tricky. Because saying that all humankind now are Nephilim. See, they're all working together. No, you're wrong. Family, it's going back to the old basics, the basics of Jesus Christ. Died on the cross for your sins. You either accept him or you reject him. It's that simple. What's not simple is living the life, because it's hard to live the life when you have corrupted preachers. Now, you've got some preachers out there that knows about the Illuminati. You've got some of them that are teaching their congregations. Some of them can't teach because the Freemasons keep their mouths shut. They warn the preachers. Don't you be talking about that now. Y'all need to duct tape your Freemason's mouth and tell him to shut up. Sit down, be quiet, and let the preacher preach what he's got to preach. But then you won't get your visit to the hospital or given to the widows and good deeds and all that, which is used to placate and to hide what goes on in the background. And the Freemasons that are third degree to below, they don't understand. They don't know. This has been done. Family, it's time to stand up for God through Jesus Christ. And to ask your preacher, why is these verses missing out of these other Bibles? Put them to the test. Put them to the trial. Make him explain it. And get together and tell them to get out of the 501c3. Tell the government to take a hike. And to preach to the Freemasons in your congregation about the love of Jesus and renounce the blood oath that they've taken. And for the congregation to support that preacher who does that. Now you get somewhere. That's just a start. And not focus on a preacher or focus on a religion or focus on a country. It's to focus on Jesus. It's not focused on Christianity or any other religion. It's about Jesus. It's not about Christianity. Christianity's got what? Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, corrupted. There's your two Baptists, Terry Jones and whatever Baptist. Oh, by the way, Westboro Baptist Church, I got connections to the Christian identity with them. Boy, not a hoot. Serious connection. I'm at the end of the program. Masonic P2 Lodge has always been a direct association with the Nazis. Its leader was Licio Gelli, dual citizen with both Italy and Argentina. Any decent researcher into Nazi Germany would be aware of the connection between Nazis and Argentina. It's the first place that Adolf Hitler and Martin Bormann was taken to South America. Hitler lived out his days in the old age in Maryland, United States. So he didn't die until the 1960s in South America. You see, even Mengele is still alive. Many of those living in British Columbia, such as Martin Bormann and Joseph Mengele, others were in South America's controlling the cocaine trade industry, like Barbie, P2 Lodge. Pastor Terry Jones, the evangelical flock there, a fundamentalist that Israel-led worshiping sheeple, are being used by the very same mind controllers that brought about Muhammad Atta and Osama bin Laden. They're all connected. They're part of the P2 Lodge. MI5, MI6, CIA, Mossad. They're all part of it. You see? Whole darn lot of them. Operation Gladio, that killed Prime Minister Aldo Moro. Terror bombings in the 90s. CIA trained men run by rogue handlers, promoted by Mossad. Blackwater. It's all connected. Matt Romney, he's a cousin of Bush. Cheney, Dole, they're all cousins. Bloodline cousins of the Merovingian bloodline. It's all connected. I've done my research. It's about Jesus. I'm trying to tell the secret societies this, that they're being targeted. We're at the end of the program, family. And tonight, Bible study. And I want to remind y'all that we are played up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, HighportRadio.net. Email is HighportRadio@Yahoo.com. He's putting up a tower every month now. So apparently his sponsoring is picking up. He's going to increase his output, and he's playing our Bible studies, and we appreciate that. That's what it involves. For me, I just said, yep, play it. That's it. And but for him, it's sponsorship, and he's got a business up there, and y'all help him. Me, I just depend on God to help me. That's it. I'm done. That's all I care about. Family, you can go get as much freeze-dried food as you want, much ammo as you want, put it wherever you want to. But, family, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to run out of it. Everybody's going to run out whatever they got. You can prepare for so long, but you're going to run out of it. And people that's not preparing, they've run out before they got started. And guess where they're going to come? To you. Family, people not preach about Jesus Christ. They're not talking about the truth. Everybody talking about preparing and stocking up and all that. Great. Go ahead and do it. Do what you got to do. But I'm going to tell you, no matter how much you got, you're going to run out of it. Only time I ever heard that they didn't was when Jesus Christ had the 5 loaves and fish. And that was supernatural. Family, they're going to run out of it. Nobody's talking about that. There's no resupply. Now, they're going to have a period of prosperity and peace and all that, but, you know, buckle up on that one. But nobody's talking about what you're going to do when you run out of food and going out in the deer hunting and all that sort of thing, because everybody else is going to be deer hunting. Walmart's going to be a distribution center when this all goes down. Finally, people will go to God. But how many is going to be too late? Go to him now through Jesus. Don't wait around. Times are going to get hard. But it's expected. So, just spiritually, because it's going to come down to that. Start now. Don't wait. Between you and Jesus Christ, and that's it. between you and Jesus Christ alone. Which reminds me. Oh, by the way, we're played up in KBLU Radio also in Colorado. Y'all have a good night. And visit my website, watchmenforjesus.com. Watchmenforjesus.com. And Monday night, in addition to regular broadcasting, Monday night only, I'm broadcasting on Revelation Radio Network. RevelationRadioNetwork.org. Y'all have a good night. No, that's right, didn't it? And have a good weekend. And we'll see you all on Monday. This is Watchmen for Jesus, signing off. great weekend. This is Watchmen for Jesus signing off.